Jesus here are shown with no individuality at all. The main pieces, on the other hand, are full of personality. Elite guards, knights on horseback, commanding kings, and meditative queens. Pride of Place goes, of course, to the ultimate source of legitimate power, the king. Capture him, and all fighting stops. All the Lewis kings sit on ornate thrones, a sword across their knees. Guarding the kings are two kinds of specialist warriors. One is immediately familiar to us. He is the knight, fast-moving, versatile, and mounted on horseback. From the very beginnings of chess in India, the mounted warrior is a constant. He's in every age and in every country, and he's pretty well unchanged today. But these familiar knights are flanked by something much more sinister. At the edges of the board, where we now have castles, are the ultimate shock troops of the Scandinavian world. They stand menacingly, some of them working themselves into a frenzy of bloodlust by chewing the tops of their shields. I've got one in my hands now, and they are pretty terrifying. These are the fighters called berserkers. It's an Icelandic word for a soldier wearing a shirt made of bearskin, and the word berserk, even today, is synonymous with wild, destructive violence. More than any other piece on this board, the berserkers take us to the terrifying world of Norse warfare. The Lewis chessmen were discovered in what's now modern Scotland, and recently some politicians have advanced the case that some or all of the chessmen should be returned back to the Isle of Lewis.